Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Timmy, this is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We are leading the whole game and losing at the siren of the radio industry. Just really, really disappointing. We thought we were at a certain level, and we're not. Check that game out on the weekend.
Are you experiencing that yourself?
Mount Burr, obviously winning, apparently, whole game. I mean, I was there. I was watching. I was a little deep into some party pies and liquid pies, if we'll go with that. And, yeah, but it was a great game, and they were up the whole time. And then as the ball was like in the air, so technically game over, you know, so they were winning the whole game, but then lost. It was just devastating.
As the ball was in the air.
Yeah.
They
so
lost.
Like technically if you were like doing like the time, you were probably like, oh, game's over. Oh no, wait, no, it's not. They lost. No, it was got my heart pumping. Let me tell you what. I had no idea who was who and who wanted to win and what was happening, but everyone else was excited.
You were all over those party.
Oh, I was. Guys, stick around. It's going to be a pretty decent show because smoke alarms, pretty important household item, I'm led to believe. You know, I think there's even laws. You've got to have them.
Yes.
You've got to have them. You can't just risk it. Well, I'm going to. And I'm going to tell you more about it coming up 15 minutes time.
Coming up next though, Mitch. You like a good Airbnb, don't you?
I love a good Airbnb.
We start a nice Airbnb.
I like anything. Air Bud, Air Ball, Air Guitar.
Where Air Bud, is that movie with the little dog?
With the great dog that led his team to victory.
He can never be Beethoven.
No, he can. He's a great basketball player.
Well, what happens when an Airbnb is creepy? But it's just not right because it's just run by people, just ordinary people. It's not like a hotel, you know. People do whatever they want with their own houses.
Yeah, it's a public hotel.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened next to a couple that went to a very creepy Airbnb, and he figured it out just by himself. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Airbnbs.
Yeah.
They're like a little hotel, like a little place you can stay, but they're just owned by private people.
Yes.
You know, there are standards that they have to meet to be a part of Airbnb. They have contracts, the owners with the organization. But you can go and you're basically just kind of staying in someone's house sometimes.
Yes.
Well, because you can sort of be in someone's house and people can do kind of whatever they want with their houses, there are occasionally little illegal things inside Airbnbs.
Little
dungeons, little cameras.
Oh, little camera! Because apparently you can't do that.
No, no, you cannot. And
it's for my safety.
A couple went to an Airbnb, and after about 20 minutes, the guy was just chilling on the couch.
Yep.
And he was looking. He said that he was just looking at this clock for about 10 minutes. There was a sort of.
And he would have known too, because it was a clock.
It was a table alarm clock.
Yep.
Yeah, he would have watched
exactly
the time go.
10 minutes.
And he was just staring at it.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I don't know why I was doing it, but something felt wrong about this clock. And he's just looking at this alarm clock. He's like, it had a cable to like sort of charge it. And he's like, it doesn't make much sense. It should be, it looks like the kind of clock that doesn't need continuous power.
Yeah.
So he like unplugged that and it was still on.
Right.
And so then he looked and he was like, okay, well, maybe backup battery. It did have a battery. Okay. Yeah. But he still wasn't satisfied with the clock. So he took off the front of the clock and there was a camera.
Oh.
And apparently, like, this is getting not common, but there's enough of these happening now in Airbnbs where people are finding these little hidden cameras just in everyday objects.
That's definitely not allowed, right?
Yes, that is not allowed.
What if I'm in the room? Can I say it's for light? So it's my house, right?
Yeah.
Hypothetically. Someone comes over, camera's on, and it's for my safety.
Well, you can have...
Do I have to tell them?
You can have, like, CCTV in your house.
Can I?
Yeah, but I guess it can't be hidden.
Oh.
That could be the thing.
Oh.
Because you can have CCTV because...
So, like, I mean, in my, like, house looks like a TV studio. I'm fine. Like, if I just...
If it's all on show and you'd be like, look, there you are. And there you are again.
Yes, just like a shop.
And they're like, that looks like it's that one's coming out of that bear's nose.
No.
Oh, no.
I wonder if anyone else has done this. There you go.
What do you mean?
13, 12, 16.
Have you left a camera in a clock? What?
Do you have hidden cameras in your house?
Hidden cameras. I don't think anyone's going to have hidden cameras or tell us if they have hidden cameras. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1.
Now, long-time listeners of the show would know last week I was having a battle with my smoke alarm in my house, my little apartment. It's just me. So I feel like if I don't, you know, have it in my house, it's only me. It's not like there's children or any housemates that I have to worry about, you know, because you can be like, he brought it on himself. And I'll be like, yeah, I did. Because I feel like smoke, I'll just wake up to. I don't need an alarm because it was going off just unnecessarily, like every 20 minutes or so, little beeps. Clearly no smoke at all. There's been much debate. We think maybe there was smoke caught in it or whatever. No, I'm not a smoke doctor, but
clearly not.
But I pulled it down from the roof. Obviously, it's hardwired in.
Yep.
Because I need to try and get the battery out.
What does your roof now look like?
Fine. So you're a real estate agent listening.
So the ceiling itself has no damage. It just
No. You can just like pop it down. Like it's got little holes in the roof that you kind of, almost like a puzzle piece. You just kind of like you're building a car, like a model car.
Okay.
Just like it slots back in. It's fine because one of the screws is kind of like ribbed for the roofs. Pleasure. Just chuck it back in and it's all good. And because I didn't know how to get the battery out. So it's got to the point now where it's been about 4 days and it's just kind of been hanging about 12 inches, 30 centimeters down from the roof. Kind of just like a big chain.
Okay.
R&B Fridays style. As if my...
Welcome to my crib.
Yeah, as if my roof was wearing
my detector bling.
My smoke alarm. Chuck it out like Flavor Flav. But there was time to put it back in. And so I was like, okay, cool. Get back up on the chair and just kind of stick it back in the roof. We're all good. Yep. Now, there's a little like kind of latch that comes down where it puts the battery in. Because remember, I had to take the battery, throw it out because it was still going off. Because even though hardwired, for some reason, you take the battery out. It's like, oh, you don't want me. So it stops. And I put the battery back in, closed it, put it back in the roof. Legitimately, 45 seconds later, went off. It just went off again. It was just like, well, at first I thought it was like, oh, it's just doing like I'm working. Like, it just does a little test to start with. Nah, it did it like 3 or 4 times. And I was like, I'm not going through this again. So I got up and I unclipped the clip. So it's still in the roof, but it kind of hangs down now so I can get the battery out. Took the battery out, tried to put it back in the roof. The latch won't close unless there's a battery in it. So the battery kind of goes in the smoke alarm, smoke detector, and it like pushes the clip out so it can clip in. So right now it's on my roof, but kind of looks like an empty, an opened can or something, an open can of soup. And I want that lid closed because I'm a little OCD.
Yes.
But I couldn't because every time I put the full battery in, it wouldn't, like it'd either go off or no battery and the latch is down and I can't sleep at night. Because that's on my brain, or the alarm's going off. So I went around.
What a predicament.
Oh, so bad. It was really late at night. It was like maybe like 9 o'clock, shop's closed. And I was like, I could not find another battery, another D battery. So I started asking my neighbors. I said, hey, random question. Do you have any flat D batteries? And they were like, what? Why? And I was like, because I need to put the battery in my smoke detector, close it so it stays locked. But I can't have any power in the battery because then it will work and the smoke alarm will go off. So I've asked about 4 houses in my neighborhood for a flat D battery. Couldn't find it, so I had to just live with the latch being undone, which just gave me a terrible night's sleep. But I've been on the lookout for just a flat D battery.
Well, I don't think your neighbors can help you because they don't take D batteries. They take 9 volts.
C's?
No.
Well, there's little ones.
What? Are they little and silver, or are you talking about rectangular little blocks?
Little rectangular blocks.
They're normally just called 9 volts. They don't have a letter.
Oh, well, they're 9 volts. Mate, could jump in.
Everyone's going to their old boom boxes, getting out the big D's. Like, do you want one of this?
Those water boiler, like water softener levels of batteries, like that size.
You want? Is this what you want? Let me get out my my lantern that I take camping.
That's probably why your smoke alarm's annoying me. It's industrial.
It's Mitchell and Michael at 96.1.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
The Ig Nobel Prizes were given out. And last week.
What's that?
You know, the Nobel Prize.
That's the one you get for just being like the best person of the year.
That's sometimes goes to the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh.
You know, if you brought peace or you've brought about some good change, or there's the, you know, Nobel Prize in physics, and yep. It has all these different departments. And that's for like real groundbreaking work, okay?
Yep.
The Ig Nobel Prize goes to sort of hilarious, unnecessary work.
Okay. So right. Not like the Darwin Awards?
Darwin Awards is where people die.
Like stupidity. And
yes, about, through yeah. their own stupidity. Ig Nobel Prizes is like, it's sometimes interesting research, but it goes towards things that maybe didn't even need it. So like Australian researchers won it for the, what was it, the Literature Prize. And they discovered that most people who use complicated products do not read the instruction manual.
Okay.
So that's what their whole research was based on. Do you use instructions to use a complicated piece of equipment? And they found out most people don't. They even found out that if people perceive themselves as being more intelligent or more educated, they're less likely to read instructions.
Okay.
So you find out, like, interesting things, but for things we didn't really need to know.
Yeah.
So in the Nutrition Prize, they gave it to Zimbabwe, Tanzania, and the UK were all collectively working on finding out the calorie intake from human cannibalism. So they were trying to see, like, how's cannibalism as a diet?
I think that's a good one, though.
You think?
Yeah, because you think about how many fad diets there are. Where it's like, oh, paleo this week. It's like, it could be like cannibalism. And then they were like, actually, it's not that good.
Well, yeah, it basically turns out. It always feels like it's kind of like that. Like people have gone, maybe we should eat ourselves.
Exactly.
And they're going, hang on. Okay, it is low in calories, but we're basically kind of low in everything. Most other meats are more nutritious than human meat. So there'd be no point for us to like go into a fad diet of eating human meat.
It's a good diet. I'm glad you cleared that up for everyone.
Oh, you're welcome. And they also discovered, I believe this was for medicine, riding on roller coasters can remove kidney stones.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that actual, like, that now that's been proven?
Yeah, the research is proving that the more that a roller coaster in particular rattles as well, so a bit more side to side as you're going, the more dynamic in movement as well, you dislodge kidney stones.
Could you just go, like, four-wheel driving?
Potentially, yeah. You could. There you go.
You heard it here first. You got kidney stones. Go four-wheel driving. 100% guaranteed to get rid of them.
From the mind of Mitchell Tidley. Extrapolating on this fantastic research, you've begun your own. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.
Now, everyone listening, especially last week, to this lovely show that we have, has probably been sitting on the edge of their seat wondering, how did Mitchell go coaching his under-14s basketball team in the grand final at the Mount Gambier Basketball Association? Well, it was good. It was a very tough game.
It
was a great event. You know, normally they play on like a Monday. Normally we do a train and a game all in about an hour and a half. It is great. As our boss would say, efficient. Okay? Don't have to waste too much time on other stuff. Very good. We got through, just to let you know, start of the season, 1-5, and then which means only one win, 5 losses. And then I gathered the team around, and I was like, boys, you know, life's all about listening to me, and then you'll win. And then obviously we went on like a 10-game winning streak, got into the grand final.
Right.
Good bunch of kids.
Great
kids. You know,
kids.
Really are. Like, I wasn't just teaching them great basketball skills. Teaching them life skills.
Can you walk me through your pre-game and then your sort of your speeches to them? Like,
oh, okay. Okay. So pre-game is a lot of like, I think they ask each other a lot of questions. Like, where's Mitch? Is he here yet? Oh, there he is. And then I rock up and then I go, all right, boys, it's all about, okay, here's what I want you to do. And I've yet to buy a board. a little coach's board.
Okay, so you're just writing on your hand
every time. No, I don't even write. I just say things because kids, they've got small brains. They can only really pay attention to a few things. So I've also noticed that a lot of kids go like, oh, Mitch, where's your coach's board? And I go like, no, it's not important. Like, don't worry about it.
The board's in your mind.
Boys. Yeah, board's in your mind. If I go write on the board because I can't remember it in my head, how can I expect you to remember it in your head? Exactly. You don't have little boards out there. Boom. I'd say stuff like that, but really I just kept forgetting to buy them. 15 weeks in a row. But no, it was really good team, really, really good. Walk through, do a little warm up. A lot of times other teams would be doing layups, like in a little line.
Yep.
And I'd say, hey guys, just shoot the ball. Just don't, you know what, don't even warm up. Eat a jar of Nutella in front of them. Because I'm all about the mental games. Really about the like...
Going really cold, you know?
Like, yeah, yeah. Often I get them to dress up in a cricket uniform. Just really, like, really throw them off.
Yeah.
Like,
make them think that they're in the wrong place.
Like, oh, well, what are we doing here? I didn't know they played cricket inside. You know, like, it's a lot of stuff like that, you know? It's all about the mental side. They often ask me a bit about life. You know, I tell them how to talk to girls and whatnot, you know? I'm just here. Just old Mitch, just giving them a good start into life.
Yeah.
And so we played the grand final. We were, I think, first on the ladder or something like that. We won the final 2 weeks ago and we advanced. We didn't even have to play the second week to get in.
Oh.
Just that good. Just and so we get into the grand final and we lost by 4 points.
By 4 points?
Yeah, it was devastating. I just really think Zach didn't play good defense. Jack claimed he was sick, so that's preparation. I think he was poor. I think he was playing Fortnite the night before. So many kids just didn't do what I told them to. I kept telling them to put the ball in the basket, and they didn't. And I don't know what it is with kids these days, but they don't, it's like they don't want to win.
No.
You know what it was? It's those damn participation medals. We got a runner-up medal, and that's what they saw, a medal. All those kids care about is a medal.
They got a medal.
Good thing, though. One of the kids that won, that beat us... now they got like a grand final medallion.
Yeah.
And it normally has like a little basketball or something on it. His had a soccer ball on it. Take that.
Take that.
But no, we lost. It was really sad.
New sport weather the way. I don't think that's going to make the sport. Sorry to break it.
Or maybe the news.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Get up with Mitchell
and Michael. Among us, I have a little question to ask you.
Go for it. Yes.
Because you've been with your girlfriend like 6.5 years now, something like this. Now, I have put a love ban on the show.
Love ban.
I don't talk about my love life because it comes crashing down on top of me when I do. So
here we go again.
I wanted to ask you a question. No, hypothetically, this is for a mate. Let's call him John.
Oh, John's got a lot of problems. John's always asking for help.
John recently is with a girl that he was pretty close with.
Yep.
Some might say even together, you know, exclusively together.
Okay.
Used to do the things that you would do with a loved one, like say you make them like a mixtape, you know, like old school, but it's like it's still nice. Yeah. People like it.
Lovely mixtape.
Okay. Has also done little things like when they were... deciding to take a little bit more serious, buying little airplane-sized toiletries, you know? It's like letting them know, like, hey, when you come over, like, this is yours, you know?
Tiny things.
These little tiny things, you know? It's not, obviously, it's not the big ones because you don't live here. Know that. But little ones for when you stay. You know, but it's like little sweet things like that, right? And now that one's over. That one's done. John is no longer with that person. However, John... is now with a new person.
Okay.
And I want to know, for John's sake, can he just redo it all? Like, can he just, like, same stuff again? Like, here's a mixtape. Yeah, maybe they're songs, but, like, here's a mixtape. Here's, look, I bought you some more airplane-sized toiletries. There's another thing that John used to do.
Yeah.
He used to do a jar, right? You do something for someone like that you're getting quite serious with. You get like a jar, like an old mason jar, right?
Right.
And you get 4 different types of coloured paper.
Okay.
And then for every day for a year, you put like different things on them. So like yellow will be like, what I like about you. Blue is like what I like about us. Green is like what we'll do today. Things like that. And you write, so each day they wake up and they open a little note in the jar and they get to pick it, just a random color, but they only get one. And it might be like, I like your smile. And then that's the thing they get to live with that day. And then tomorrow they do a new one and it's like a walk in the park. And then so we go for a walk in the park. John and their partner would go for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, very sweet idea, right? It's great. Trust me. It's very, if you don't have any money, guys, coming up to Christmas, that's a good one. I'm just saying, it's not John's. It was never John's idea. Is it okay for John to do ideas like that?
So I was about to give John some credit there, but John does not get credit for the jar idea. That's not his idea.
No, it
one
does.
One of John's previous people taught him that.
No. It's kind of just like a well-known sort of one. Like if you were like, oh, gift ideas type thing, it would probably pop up. In the Google. Regardless, even if it was, okay, is John allowed to do it with a new partner? Or does all those gift ideas and those sentiments have to stay with the old partner?
Okay, so John could do it again, but John's track record doesn't sound very good, so it obviously didn't work well enough.
Well, it obviously wasn't that. It could have been countless
other
things.
Didn't really pay off, did it?
But it's not.
John should take a leaf out of Michael's book because Michael has got 6.5 years over here.
Yeah, but I don't feel like Michael's in the driver's seat. I feel like Michael's in the passenger seat.
And it's a cruisy ride.
Yeah, and his and his girlfriend's deciding how long the trip will go.
She can't drive at all. not at all.
She can't. So she can't go anywhere. So she's stuck.
Stockholm syndrome. Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitch, we gave the Limestone Coast a task. We said, if you can take some sneaky pics of us when we are out and about, you know, then all the better. Do it. You know, just go for it. We give you free license to do it, basically.
I just thought it was hilarious because we showed a photo once that someone took. Someone in the office was like, that's stalking. And I was like, that's a great idea. And they were like, no. And I was like, nope, too late. And I think it's funny because there's nothing like getting a photo. I mean, girls, ladies, could be different for you guys. There's nothing like getting a photo from someone hiding and then getting it sent to you. Look, I understand how everyone else might not feel the same way, but to me, I'm like, huh, nice.
Well, I guess because we're asking for it, you know, we've said you can do this, and we're getting some great photos in. There is like a little small print. If we catch you doing it,
yes, you do have to empty your pockets.
You've got to empty your pockets,
and we get everything inside.
Now, someone, Dylan, he sent through a couple of photos to us at Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page.
Yep.
And how do we feel about this one? How do we feel about us in the workplace car park?
Ooh,
I think that's a little bit...
Show me. What do we got? What are we working with?
We're dealing with... first of all, he sent it with the license plate of our cars.
And yeah, but I don't care about that.
He afterwards blacked it out, so thanks for that.
After. That's funny. I also don't care. Like, know my... number plate. You can know where I live.
The police know that number plate. They're quite familiar with it.
No, but honestly, what are you going to do? Nothing.
But I do think that this is too easy a pickings. We're always going to go to our car.
There's a couple of what did I end up calling it? Limestone Ghoster or something?
Okay.
Limestone Ghoster. It's where you can take a photo of us together without us noticing, just because it's hilarious. The rules are, though, we've got to be together. You can see in those photos, although we are both in the similar spots, the photos are of us individually. They could have been at any time.
5 meters away from each other.
Yeah, but we're not in the same photo.
That's true.
Also, we're in a workplace. It's got to be us in public.
So this doesn't count because it's workplace car park.
Yes, does not count. Same with when we're like Harvey Norman or doing whatever we're doing with when we're working.
Okay.
It doesn't count because we have to be there. We have to be switched on. Doing work. That was funny to say. But we have to do that. Okay, so those ones don't count.
Okay.
But if you do catch us in public together, no matter what we're doing, feel free, take a little snap.
Limestone Ghosters.
You could win a prize if it's good enough, because some of them look super stalky, and I like it, despite what...
The sneakier, the better. Yeah. I want some, like, through bushes.
I like when there's a foreground. Like, someone did take a good Harvey Norman snapshot once, and they were, like, hiding behind a couch, which was hilarious. But, once again, disqualified because we were working. But, yes, so the best you can do. However, if we do catch you You do have to empty your pockets and we get everything inside.
I'm just imagining everyone holding their stuff as they're taking the picture and going, oh, there's nothing in my pockets.
And happy snaps.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. New Spawn weather's on the way.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And Mitchell, telling you, sometimes you know how to say words. You know how to say, I would say every word. You know how. I would say that quite confidently. But the thing is, you get thrown when it comes to looking at the word for the very first time.
Oh, you know me. If I have to read something and say it, it'll come out probably how it's written, not how it's said.
So I'm going to test you now, because after last week where you couldn't say insatiable, you just thought it was insatiable, I have three words which are considered hard words of the English language.
Okay.
Just have a quick run through. Maybe have a quick spell if you can first, so people can play along at home.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Correct.
Thank you.
That can be a difficult one for some people because it looks like it says Worcestershire.
Well, unfortunately for you, my mum enjoys Worcestershire sauce, so ever since I was a little kid, I always had to see it on the table. And I was like, what is this? Worcestershire. And so she quickly sorted that out for me.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to quickly go down to the bottom one.
To the third one. Okay.
Yeah. M-I-S. I'd say it's medium level difficulty.
Yeah.
M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S.
Okay.
Correct.
What do you think
I
it is?
Spelled it correctly.
Well done, as you read.
I think it's one of those ones where it's like, you think it's written as mischievous type thing, but it's mischievous.
It's the other way around.
Ah, what?
It is mischievous. People think it's mischievous.
Oh, sorry, I said that the wrong way. I meant the one you said. Okay.
Final one.
And collocuiasm.
What's the difficulty you're feeling for this?
Trying to pronounce these words because Michael thinks my IQ is a little bit low, which is fair.
It's
play
one for one currently.
In the car. This is for the win. I literally know what the word. Like, if you said it,
yeah,
I would be like, that's the word.
That's how you often are.
Colloquialism.
Very close.
Colloquialism. Colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
It's a colloquialism.
You're saying it very strangely. You just can't say that.
It is a colloquial. Can I please have it in a sentence?
Let's see. What's a good colloquialism?
Colloquialism.
You
I've been punched in the mouth many times in my life. Colloquialism. Coke wizard.
Can we just keep going? Colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
A colloquialism. It's Mitchell and Michael.
Colloquialism.
Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael.
Michael Ross, I want to play just a quick little game with you.
Sure.
Because you know me, on a Sunday, I like to cleanse the soul by cleaning all my dishes and my washing, and I tidy everything up in my house. For some reason, just a very busy man through the week.
A Sunday fun day.
Yeah, pretty much. And what I haven't done, though, is cleaned out my fridge in a little while. Now, like, it is clean, and I've gotten rid of, like, some obvious things, but my fridge is surprisingly deep because I picked it up for a great deal. But it's surprisingly deep.
On an emotional level.
So I've forgotten a few things, or just things I thought would be okay. You know, a lot of Tupperware stuff. You know, you're always like, that'll be fine. It's in Tupperware. It lasts forever. We keep my granddad in one. Just bring him out for little occasions. Quick, put him back.
Gotta make him last. Zap him. Just zapping always brings it back.
That's why he's so wrinkly. Good jokes.
Stop complimenting your own jokes.
When they're good, you can. Now, what I want to do is, I've got three items. I'm going to tell you what they are. I want you to guess how long they have been in my fridge. If you get it right, you get the thing.
Oh.
Oh, no. You know what? If you get it wrong, you get the thing. Okay. Now, How long has, and keep in mind, I've been on top of this. You know, it is a small fridge. Okay. How long has my half-eaten, glad-wrapped apple been in the fridge for? Because, little backstory, I ate half an apple and said, I'll eat this later. No.
Bitten?
Yes, it's bitten. It's not cut. It's bitten.
You sort of just bitten into half.
So I was eating an apple and I had to go, like, do something. Like, I had to get in the car and I didn't want to have the apple with me because I had two hands on the wheel. And so I took a bite, glad wrapped it, put it in the fridge, forgot about it.
I'm going to say it's been in there for about 2 weeks.
Ooh. Incorrect.
Oh, no. More or less.
4 months.
4 months? Oh. What's it look like?
Fine. A lot of preservatives.
In the apple?
Yeah. Like, because okay. It's glad wrapped. Like, it looks
good. Because it's glad wrapped.
It's good glad wrap. If there's any glad wrap sponsors out there, hit me up.
granddad in the glad wrap. Grad wrap.
Now, how long, this is for you to win this prize if you get it correct. How long has my birthday cake, leftover birthday cake that we had in the office, how long has it been in the fridge for?
Since your birthday. Since August 27.
Correct. 22 days. Yes.
22 days.
Still in the box.
Still in the box. How's that looking?
I don't know. I haven't looked in the box.
Okay.
But congrats, Michael. You've picked up a cake. Now, finally, how long has my sweet mashed potato that is in? It's in Tupperware.
Remember? Okay.
It's in Tupperware, so it can last forever. Because that is the rules of Tupperware.
So I've experienced what happens.
How long has my sweet potato, mashed potato, been in my fridge for? If you get this right, you pick it up. And knowing you, you'll probably use it and take the Tupperware. But how long has my sweet potato, mashed potato been in my fridge
for? I'm thinking about you as a person.
Yep.
I reckon you don't often eat a lot of potato. I'm thinking, when would you get out some sweet potatoes? When would you have that? I'm thinking something to do with a roast. I'm thinking Easter. Because you have that around Easter.
That is a good one.
So we're talking like April?
We are incorrect, though.
When? How long?
It is the anniversary today. It was in there when my parents first came, 17th of January, because Mum made it. That is 8 months of the sweet mashed potato in my fridge. But no, it's in Tupperware, so it's fine.
You know what? I will come over to your house, because I've lost this game. I will come over to your house. I will clean out those items that I have gotten wrong. So I will clean for you. I will clean out that sweet potato and that apple. And maybe if you've got some other old stuff in there, I'll clean it out and you can film my reactions.
Aristos surprise cleaner.
It's Mitchell and Michael in 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast here at 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. And did you get on there? Did you get to enter hit.com.au on the win page? Did
you sign up? Yeah, we 100% got another person enter, and that's hard because you got to go fill out the form, do it. Oh, two people.
In seconds, you can be a part of it.
I tell you what, we are good. Do we want to do it now?
Yeah, let us draw it now. Six coffees from Sugar and Spice delivered to you by us. The winner for today's coffee hit is
Jenna!
And where does she work?
Oh, we might need protection. Compton, primary school.
Oh, those gangster kids.
No joke, though. I reckon they get tired of it. I'm going to ask them today, without a doubt, when they graduate, how many times do people say, like, oh, straight out of Compton.
They should get, like, graduation shirts that say, straight out of Compton.
If you don't already, Compton, you don't get coffees. If you have not already got them. Because that is just delightful. Look at us out-of-towners making old jokes. But hey, if we're from Perth, so Coburn, you know. You guys have fun with that one if you want to Google that. they've picked up, what, six coffees?
Six coffees. I don't like all the kids, I guess you could share, you know.
Gather around.
For the whole primary school.
Nah, it's for the teachers because they need the energy to teach those Compton kids.
Duh.
God, I love it.
But yes, we'll be delivering them after the show thanks to Sugar and Spice. That does actually bring us to the end of today, though.
Yes.
First one down.
We're doing a very special something today, too, which you could hopefully pick up during the week. So you're going to be listening.
Ooh.
Good little prize. Also, guys, if you've missed anything and you'd like to catch up, do visit your favorite podcast app. Search the Mitchell and Michael Show and check it out. Also, you go to your favorite Facebook page.
I like how we've labelled it as the favourite Facebook page.
Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast.
You can now see what Brooklyn Nine-Nine character you are based on your birthday.
Mate, you know I'm contractually obligated to post.
And I'm like contractually that. Obliged to say it on air. Sorry about that one.
We're not in control of some of that stuff, guys. But it is delightful content regardless, okay? Michael Ross, there you go. We've done it. Anyway, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow from 6 a.m. My name is Richard Tilley.
My name is Michael Ross. And if you got an innie, we got to be outie.
Peace.
See ya.